This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A plan to build more than 4,500 homes near Lake Waccamaw has been forwarded by the Planning Board to the County Commissioners with a favorable endorsement. The homes, if they're approved, will be built off Old Lake Road, approximately 2 miles north of East Columbus High School. Commissioners will set a date for a public hearing at their next regular meeting. Jonathan Forrest Baldwin has been identified as the man shot to death on Browntown Road in Sandyfield Tuesday. Sheriff Bill Rogers said an argument at a residence escalated into the shooting around 7 p.m. Baldwin was driven in a private vehicle and taken to an ambulance, and from there he died en route to an area hospital. No arrests have been made, and the investigation is continuing. Nearly 900 citations and violations were issued Friday and Saturday as part of Operation Spring Break, a five-county traffic enforcement effort. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office hosted Friday night's efforts with Robeson County. They had help from New Hanover, Pender, and Brunswick. Saturday night's efforts focused on the coastal counties. A total of 25 driving while impaired arrests and 875 other violations and charges were reported. Look for more on Operation Spring Break on our website. Another veteran's tombstone was reported vandalized this week. The second, in less than 3 weeks, Gwendolyn Spears called the sheriff's office after discovering a marker for Franklin Spears was destroyed at a cemetery near Hallsboro. The broken marker was found Wednesday morning, and the damage is thought to have been intentional. North Carolina's Elections Board is being sued by the federal government for violating the Help America Vote Act. Thousands of voters were allowed to register and vote without providing a driver's license number or the last four digits of their Social Security number, according to the DOJ. State Board of Elections Director Sam Hayes said the board is working with the Department of Justice to resolve the issue. Waipa Police have a new program for area seniors, shut-ins, and the disabled. We Call, We Care is a free service. Subscribers will be called every day at the same time between 8 and 11 a.m. To sign up or for more information, you can call 910-642-5111 and see the story at columbuscountynews.com. Friday is the dedication for the Blue Star Memorial Highway marker and the Memorial Park at the courthouse in Whiteville. The ceremony is set for 10 a.m. Blue Star markers are placed by garden clubs across the country to honor the military. The Memorial Garden is the new home for several of the county's military monuments that were displaced by the courthouse renovation. The Columbus County Disaster Preparedness Coalition is hosting its expo Saturday from 10 until 2 at the fairgrounds. There will be food, kids' activities, including touch a truck with some area first responders, and lots of information on how to prepare for and recover from disasters. The event is free and is sponsored by Columbus County Disaster Coalition. A free rabies clinic will be held Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. The clinic is sponsored by Columbus Animal Protective Services. Movies on Madison comes back to the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Whiteville Friday night. This week's movie will be The Little Mermaid. It's rated PG, runs about 135 minutes. The movie is free and starts around sundown. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.